This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Medicine prescribed by doctor is almost always helpful. It can relieve pain, like a migraine, chronic back pain, or during recovery from surgery. But what happens to those prescriptions after you don't need them anymore? Prescription drug abuse is a rising problem for teens, simply because prescription drugs are so easy to find at home. Healthy Living Coordinator for the Children's Coalition of Northeast Louisiana, Mary Barrios, joined me to talk about opioid abuse in young adults on this week's Time to Talk. Mary Barrios, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having us.
So first of all, let's talk about how is prescription drug abuse different from other kinds of drug abuse?
Well, first and foremost, access. It's actually in our medicine cabinet at home, and 60 to 70% of teens say that that is their source of drugs. So it's readily accessible to them. We know that in the past, they've been overprescribed. So I think at one point, I heard that there was enough for every American to have their own bottle of pills. So just that much available. And so we know that with opioids, and they're addictive. They hit the same centers of your brain as heroin. So for a lot of them, this can be for somebody who misuses or abuses prescription drugs that they could then lead to the potential of using heroin.
So we hear opioids in the news. What are some things that we can do just as everyday citizens to be able to help with this?
Well, there's several things that we can do, but most importantly, we have something called a prescription take-back day. And what that means is get rid of the extra, the things that you're not using, the expired, the unused medications that are in your home that will eliminate the access for kids. And if you do actually have some in your home that you are using, make sure they're in a safe place where you know where they are. Not on the coffee table, not somewhere where somebody can come around and take them, but making sure that you know how many are in there. And also, there's some permanent drop boxes. If you don't happen to make it to our prescription take-back day, which is on April 28th, there's some permanent drop boxes in our community that you can go to the Children's Coalition website and get a list of that if you're not able to make it for that particular date.
Since this segment is called Time to Talk, how do we go about talking to our kids about drug abuse?
First is understanding how important it is. The statistics say that children or teens who learn about the risk of drug abuse from their parents are up to 50% less likely to try drugs. So knowing that, you are a vital part of that. So emulating behavior, modeling it, whatever we want our kids to do, they need to make sure that they're seeing us doing the very same thing.
So when I have some opioids in the house from a previous surgery or something like that, and I take them after that or I give them to somebody else to use, that's modeling bad behavior to start with.
Exactly. That's what we would call misuse. It's not necessarily that you're in your mind, you're thinking of abusing these drugs in that sense, but it's a misuse of that because those are prescribed for a specific situation to you. So making sure that you're only using drugs or medication that's prescribed to you and in the way that it was prescribed to you. But also making sure that you teach them to respect drugs and understanding that they do come with risk, whether they were prescribed by a doctor or not, that just because they're in your medicine cabinet doesn't mean they're any safer than drugs that are on the street. And just making sure that if you are looking for resources, that we do know of a great resource, Generation RX, which is a website, that they have resources from everything to talking to your elementary age student all the way to senior citizen. So you can access that and get some great information.
Mary Barrios is the Healthy Living Coordinator for the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana. Mary, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Time to Talk is produced with the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana and Bayou Life magazine. Find out more at KEDM.org.